This is Into the Woods, a Teen Wolf fanfic written by Paper Faith and read by Raina Jenkins. The story is rated PG-13 and contains the pairing Peter Hale style Stilinski. With additional tags for Always Female style Stilinski, Rule 63, Alpha Peter Hale, Season 1, Werewolf style Stilinski, A Spot of Gore, Misogyny. Office Notes. Rule 63 Styles and Peter, with it being Styles and not Scott that was bitten, by Becca Cat Demon 13. Hindsight. Coming out here alone with a known killer on the loose, you know, one who cuts his victims in half, is a really, really shitty idea. Styles is a tough girl, but she is not exactly Xena, and let's face it, this guy probably won't be all that impressed with her motor mouth. At the very least, she should have taken Scott. The guy's a potato, but he has an impressive lung volume for a skinny asthmatic kid. He might have led the cops to her mangled body. But Scott's been all lacrosse this, I'll make the first line that all damn summer, and Styles doesn't want to hear it anymore. She was on the team last year, sure, because there's no female lacrosse team, so the school board had to let her. But like Coach said, on the bench is on the team, and if you think I'm risking a lawsuit to let you live out your dick complex, you're not Spolinski. So she quit at the end of last year. Scott didn't. Because Scott was a bench warmer too, but he's not a girl, so hard work and some skill will actually get him out in the field, whereas all it gets Styles are more dyke jokes. So, alone in the woods. Stupid. Hindsight! Always great when you live to implement it in your future exploits. Which Styles might not have, because there are a herd of deer coming straight at her in a panicked stampede, and she's running and tripping. Of course she's tripping. Her life is a fucking cliche. She's tripping and rolling down a hill and landing on something squishy and biting her lip to keep from screaming because, oh, hey, look, she found the body. She found the fucking chopped in half body, and the deer soar over her head, land, gallop on, and Styles is left with half a human being worth of dead meat and whatever panicked the deer in the first place. Its eyes are red. Its eyes are red in the underbrush, and that's impossible because as far as she knows, only birds and albino bunnies actually have red eyes, and none of them shine like lanterns in the dark. Also, her friend Heather had an albino bunny growing up, and it never sounded like it was hiding a chainsaw behind its back. Maybe that's what it is. A maniac with a really weird flashlight and a chainsaw. Randomly killing girls in the woods. That means she might stand a chance running away. But Styles. See, Styles has always been a clever girl. And those eyes are too low to the ground, and that sound is a growl, not a chainsaw, and you don't run from a predator. Nor do you try to reason with it. But Styles' only defense has always been this. Hey there, killer monster nightmare thing. I have no idea what you are, and I really hope you're not some douche trying to scare the fuck out of me, because then this would be super embarrassing, but please don't kill me. My dad's the sheriff, and my mom's dead, and he's only got me left, and knowing the Stilinski luck, he'd be the one to find my body, and he wouldn't take it well. When mom died, he almost drowned himself in booze, and he needs me, and if I'm gone too, then he'll... I don't even know what he'll do, so can you please not kill me? I know it was stupid to come out here, and I probably deserve to get eaten, but please, please don't. I'll walk out of here. I'll tell no one a thing. I can keep a secret, and you can be on your way, and you're still growling. Why am I trying to reason with some kind of hybrid super monster? It's not like you can understand me. The thing slinks forward, belly to the ground, ready to pounce. And Styles catches a glimpse of claws, of black fur and immense muscle mass. A tail. Is that Behemoth a fucking wolf? There are no wolves in California, she mutters to herself. And the monster cocks his head to one side, curious. And then it lunges. Styles wakes at dawn. The ceiling above her is made of jagged, broken beams of wood, blackened and burnt. The floor is scraping her back raw. There are leaves in her hair and dirt in her mouth. And there's a giant, slavering beast lying across her middle, pinning her down, its head resting on its folded forelegs, watching her with those red, red eyes. I'm not dead, she tells it, surprised. She remembers the pain searing through her, the teeth in her flesh being pinned down and mauled. She remembers... Her hand flies to her shoulder. The torn fabric of her shirt is stiff with dried blood, but below it, the skin is unbroken. Nothing. She almost breaks her own neck trying to see down her back. Nothing. It's like she was never bitten. Like, okay, no, she tells the beast, who still looks impressive as fuck in the twilight, but not quite as monstrous anymore. Like a horror movie prop seen outside a scene. You know what it's for, but some of its magic is gone. Speaking of magic, Styles really doesn't like the impossible, convoluted skips and leaps her mind is making because you are not a motherfucking werewolf. There is no way. Get the fuck out. It huffs, amused, and cocks its head again. Well, fuck her. You understand every word I say, don't you? For a moment, there is no reaction. Then, a nod. Heart beating out of her chest with some mixture of panic and amazement, Styles realizes. And you bit me. Another nod. Am I going to be like you? A nod. A head shake. Something like frustration across that weirdly expressive visage, followed by rage. Okay. Never mind, she dismisses. The wolf still hasn't moved off her, and she is not willing to piss it off. Was I out for more than one night? Head shake. Okay, so Dad might not have noticed me missing yet. If I make it home before breakfast... A growl. Okay, all right. No leaving? A nod. I've been kidnapped by a pre-verbal werewolf. Fantastic. Should have stayed in fucking bed, Styles. The wolf's ears perk at the mention of her name. Oh, yeah. Hi, I'm Styles. You got a name? No answer. Of course. But those red eyes flick up for a beat towards something to the right. It looks involuntary, just a second. But Styles sees it, cranes her neck to follow the flicker, and find something that might have once been a side table. Charred bits of wood and paper litter its surface. Pictures, she realizes. Pictures in frames. Family pictures, probably. They're in a burnt-out house. The Hale House. And the wolf looked at the family pictures, and there are three surviving Hales. Styles knows this, remembers Laura and Derek sleeping in the guest room for two nights before Laura, barely 19, grabbed her little brother and ran, terrified of something she refused to explain to the sheriff. The third is in a coma, and has been for years. But if werewolves are a thing and the whole family was made up of them, then human rules might not apply, and that means you're Peter Hale. The reaction is instantaneous. A shudder runs through the beast from head to tail, and a second later, a naked, scarred man is crouched over Styles, still claw-tipped hands pushing her shoulders into the floorboards, fangs right in her face, and those eyes, Those fucking eyes. Oh, the man above her rasps, with a voice hoarse from 6 years of disuse. You are a clever one, aren't you? And Stiles. Stiles has her heart in her throat, her own blood caked on her hands and shoulder. Stiles is so terrified she can taste it, because there is a werewolf kneeling above her, and it's turned her into one, and there is a body in the woods, and nothing is ever going to be the way it was again, but... But the man holding her down, the man that's more monster than man, the man who kidnapped her and hurt her and threatens her, he's skinny as a rake, covered in dirt and blood and scars, hiding in the burnt-out shell of his home where his entire family died. And his eyes shine like lanterns, but they're also terribly empty. And Stiles? Stiles has been mothering Scott for a decade. Her own father, almost as long. Has dragged home every injured animal she's ever found and always made her parents help them. Stiles, one might say, has always been fond of lost causes. She wiggles one shoulder free. Which she shouldn't be able to do. He's stronger than her, has got all the leverage, but it feels easy. Wriggles it free, raises her hand, and gently, slowly, cups the scarred cheek so close to her own. Peter flinches like she slapped him, then abruptly goes almost boneless, toppling into her, burying his face in her neck right where he bit, like someone cut his strings. Stiles frees her other arm and wraps both of them around him. Holds on. Okay, she says out loud into the silence. To him, to herself, to the ghosts in the walls. Okay, we're going to figure this out. Dad is going to kill her. Under her hands, Peter starts shaking.
Derek isn't sure what to make of them. Actually, Derek isn't sure what to make of anything, but least of all this. Uncle Peter, sitting in the burnt-out husk of their family home, awake and alive and scarred grotesquely, eyes glowing red. Laura's red. Alpha red. How dare he! A little girl sat at his knee. No, not a little girl. The girl from the woods. The one looking for the inhaler. The one who smells of chemicals and gun oil and nerves. The one with the asthmatic friend. How old is she? 16? 17? She's wearing jeans with the knees torn out, an oversized hoodie, sneakers. Her bony knees are drawn up to her chin, arms wrapped around her calves. Prey posture. Victim posture. Please don't hurt me posture. But her eyes? Her eyes. They shine like Uncle Peter's. Too bright. Too animal. Both of them are watching him. Predator stalk focus, and he stands there in the doorway, having just come back from a long run. He didn't surprise them. There is no scent on the air but wolf and ashes and teenager. They meant to be caught here. Now, by him. Peter grins with all his teeth. Hello, nephew, he says, placing a clawed hand on the girl's head. She leans in briefly, then rolls to her feet, smoother than she moved only a few days ago. Hi, she chirps, crowding right up into his space. I heard we're packed now. Call me Stiles. Derek jerks back, hits the door jamb, doesn't know what to do with the fey girl all up in his grill. behind her. Peter chuckles. For a brand new werewolf, Styles is freakishly good at, well, everything. Aw, she still flails and talks too much, but the things Derek has seen causing trouble for other bitten? Styles has her senses under control, knows her strength and speed, doesn't get cocky or stupid with it, doesn't hesitate or shy away from the fact that part of her is now animal with all that comes with it. The only thing she really, really doesn't have under control is her reflexes. Which might explain why A, Derek has a hard time sneaking up on her, and B, once he manages, she windmills so hard she almost lands on her ass in the middle of her bedroom. "The hell, dude?" she hisses, scrambling backward, teeth bared. She smells of Peter and woods and Peter and ashes. 3 guesses as to where she's been. "You need to stay away from Peter," he tells her. No preamble, because he wouldn't put it past his uncle to be lurking outside. "He's dangerous." She glares at him. Her eyes stay perfectly human. How does she do that? "Duh, werewolf?" Derek growls. "I mean that he's insane. He killed my sister, Styles. His niece. For her power." Suddenly, surprisingly, Styles smells of fury. "You mean the niece who abandoned him to lie helpless in a human hospital for 6 years with no pack to draw on and no one to even send fucking flowers? One, whatever she might have once meant to him, she didn't anymore. And 2, I was there the night he killed her. I saw him and I know what he was like." Power hungry isn't the word I'd use. So take your man pain elsewhere and stop blaming him for all the angst in your life. From what I've heard, it was your dick that ended up getting your whole family killed. You don't see him throwing that in your face. She stops. Considers. Well, not a lot. And usually only after you bring up Laura. "He killed her! He's my alpha!" Derek licks his lips. Frowns. "He doesn't have to be," he offers, hesitantly. With Styles on his side, he could avenge Laura. He could make things right. With her, he could take Peter. And he'd be better for Styles than Uncle Peter because Peter has always been a little bit off. And the way he's looking at this 16-year-old girl is not right. Styles snarls. It's low and threatening, and it sends a shiver down his spine. "Get the fuck out," she snaps. "Get out before I rip your fucking face off." "He's going to hurt you," he tries, even as he backs toward the window, ready to leap if she comes for him. But all she does is stand there, heaving with anger, fists clenched, and say, "They usually do. Now get out." The end.
Oh. never can't no preacher man save my soul.